David, your thoughts on tonight's win here at Solitude?
Very comprehensive, Andy. Obviously missing a few players tonight. It was great to give Zoe Kilpatrick and Naomi Donnan our debut, both 16 years of age. Tremendous prospects from under 19 side, and Molly Moore also from our under 19 side coming down to help us. So delighted to come away with 3 points.
It's great that we have strength and depth when our players missing and people can come in and slot into a winning machine, really, isn't it?
Very much so, and I think that's the ethos of the club from the junior teams all the way up. The under 19s are establishing the side now, and we're hoping that next year three or four of these girls will push up. As you know yourself, we have a good tradition of bringing young players through, and I thought Naomi and Zoe did really, really well tonight, and I'm sure they're well pleased to make their debut.
Good start. We, you know, we're on the score sheet early doors there, you know, and Megan Bell really caught the eye with yet another eye-catching player of the match performance tonight.
Yeah, I can only imagine as a defender, should be a nightmare to mark. Her movement's good, she's got pace, and as you've seen with the headed goal, she rose absolutely majestically, put it away, and it made it comfortable for us at times. And when you've got that bit of pace, it does make it hard for defenders. So delighted for her, absolutely delighted.
7 goals, and again McGuinness scores 2 of them, but you must be equally as pleased with a clean sheet too.
Very much so, yeah, that's the thing. I think last year that the club had a great defensive record. We're hoping to build on that. We're chasing the goals target as well, but the clean sheets are very important. Obviously Niffel or Danske Bank are giving a £10 every clean sheet to charity, and that's another £10 going to that charity tonight.
It's a good start to the season. That's 4 league games, 4 league wins, you know, but it may look tasty, doesn't it, with trips to Sion Mills and Newry in the space of about a fortnight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Andy. It has been a good, I think, if you'd offered us at the start of the season, would have took it. 4 wins, top of the league, but May's going to be a huge month. A lot of travelling for the girls, and big games, as you say. We've obviously Sion away, we've Newry away, and then we'll be away to the Strikers. So 3 big games plus 2 cup games thrown in there. So it'll be a big ask of the girls. But you know, you see the determination tonight there, and the work rate, it's there.
And hopefully for May, we'll hopefully get some of our players back for those big games coming up, yeah?
Yeah, no, that was the plan. There's a few girls just carrying a few knocks, and it was an opportunity for their girls to come in and just take a wee claim and show what they could do. And as I say, I'm delighted for my 2 fullbacks tonight, young Naomi and Zoe. Can't praise them enough. The senior girls work hard. It was good to see the goals spread amongst, you know, we could have 3 hat-trick players tonight. And obviously, Debbie McCarthy does what Debbie does best inside the box there, you know, slots it away.
This is a very famous stadium, and there's obviously a very famous match happening here this coming Saturday. You know, tonight's a nice hopeful wee omen coming up for Saturday. You know, you'd obviously want to wish David Healy and all the players all the best on this very pitch in 2 or 3 days' time.
Yeah, very much so, I'm sure. David and the boys are ready for it. It's been a long time coming. They've put themselves in this position through sheer hard work and determination. And I'm sure if we offered them 1-0 now, he would take it. But we'll be here to support them and drive them on Saturday.
Well done tonight, David. And obviously all the very best for your big games coming up in May.
Thank you very much, Andy.